It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on Martin Luther King Jr. We all recognize Dr. King as a civil rights leader and a strong adherent to nonviolence. But we need to remember he was human and daily faced provoking behavior that seemingly begged for a violent response. I say that because I have recently had a taste, a very small taste, of the narrow-mindedness faced by Dr. King. I will share with you my experience at the end of the show. The civil rights movement had a big year in 1964. Dr. King won the Nobel Peace Prize, and Congress passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964. This law made it illegal to treat people differently because of the color of their skin. But passing this law did not always make things better for African Americans. King believed that the situation would not change until more African Americans voted in elections. Although they had the legal right to vote, very few African Americans were registered, and many states had rules that made it difficult for them to register and vote. King believed that most of the states' voter registration requirements should be removed. King went to Washington, D.C. to discuss a voting rights bill with President Lyndon Johnson. Although the president was supportive, he didn't think the bill could pass. He told King to wait, but Dr. King did not want to wait, and he organized protests in Selma, Alabama, beginning in January 1965. A month later, a protester was shot and killed by state troopers. The death spurred King and the others to organize a voting rights protest march from Selma to Montgomery, the state capitol. On March 7, 1965, hundreds of marchers set out for the Capitol building. King was not able to be with them. When the marchers reached Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge, they met a group of state troopers who told them to turn back. The marchers refused. But as King would have wanted, there was no violence on their part. Instead, they knelt on the sidewalk. The state troopers were not so peaceful. They used tear gas, sticks, and whips to attack the marchers. People all over the country were horrified. King was not discouraged. They tried the march again, and this time made it to Montgomery. Days before, President Johnson had addressed Congress and America. He introduced the Voting Rights Act. After the Selma protests and violence, the time was right. On August 6th, President Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965. King and the other protesters' actions had successfully led to legal change. Now the federal government would help African Americans use their right to vote. This was a significant victory for Dr. King, but he was not able to enjoy it for long. Younger, more militant civil rights activists disagreed with his methods and his willingness to work with multiracial groups to accomplish his goals. Currently, my wife and I and a group of others are engaged in securing signatures on a petition, and our activities have brought to mind several lessons from Dr. King. First, we find that a significant percentage of people are not registered to vote for one reason or another. When you think of the lengths to which Dr. King had to go to secure the right to vote for African Americans, all of us should appreciate this basic right more. Remember, if you don't vote, you can't complain. Petition blockers have recently appeared on the scene. Petition blocking occurs when a blocker stands in the vicinity of a petition circulator, and when the circulator is interacting with members of the public to solicit their signatures, the blocker interferes with that process by interrupting the discussion between the circulator and the voter. When a petition blocker snatched a piece of paper from my wife's hand, I almost forgot Dr. King, but I know I would have done more damage to my cause than good if I had resorted to violence. Besides, the voter chewed the blocker out so thoroughly for the rude behavior that I felt vindicated. Finally, Dr. King was known for his sense of humor. Possibly the last evidence of this humor was his choice of a line from his legendary I Have a Dream speech to appear on his tombstone. The line, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last." Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.